This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The president formed the mob. That's what Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney says about the storming of the U.S. Capitol building yesterday by Trump supporters. A growing number of Trump administration officials are now resigning. One saying those who choose to stay are doing so because they fear President Trump might put somebody worse in their position. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani on the trouble that started when protesters broke into the Capitol building yesterday.
GOP Congressman Mike Gallagher was among those taking shelter as Trump supporters roamed the halls, sitting in a seat Vice President Pence occupied moments earlier and posing for pictures in House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office.
This is Banana Republic crap that we're watching happen.
Heavily armed officers responded, and the Capitol Rotunda reeked of tear gas. One woman who was shot later died. It was a stunning attempt to overturn the presidential election on a day Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer says will long live in infamy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The lawmakers ran. They promised to confirm Joe Biden, the winner of the November presidential election, as soon as police declared the Capitol building safe. Vice President Pence, the president of the Senate, presided as lawmakers returned to work.
To those who wreaked havoc in our Capitol today, you did not win.
Vice President Mike Pence then made it official.
Joseph R. Biden Jr. of the state of Delaware has received 306 votes. Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 232 votes.
Those words put an end to Donald Trump's futile efforts to subvert American democracy and overturn the results of the election. I'm Shelley Adler.
Fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week, but the number's still high. This is AP News. When will you be able to get a coronavirus shot? The AP's Ed Donahue reports there's a push on by the health secretary to speed things up.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is calling on states to speed up the process of distributing coronavirus vaccines. Azar was responding to reports the distribution process was too slow.
It would be much better to move quickly and end up vaccinating some lower priority people than to let vaccines sit around while states try to micromanage this process.
There are 17 million doses, and at last check, just 4.8 million people in the U.S. had gotten their first shot. Also, a vaccine partnership with pharmacies is getting an early start,
which will eventually cover more than 40,000 pharmacy locations from 19 chains and associations across the country.
Dr. Anthony Fauci believes the U.S. could soon give 1 million vaccinations a day. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.